Good morning. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. We certainly count it a privilege to be able to share these few moments with you this morning. And we thank the Lord for His many, many blessings of life. We certainly thankful to see a little shower or two again this morning. And Lord's just so good to us. We just can't hardly imagine. We woke up with a stirring in our spirit this morning that causes us to be glad that this is the Lord's day. This is our day to worship and serve Him. And we'd invite you to come do that with us at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale community there. We meet at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning for Sunday school. Worship follows at 11, and then on Sunday evening we're back at 6 for our worship service. And on Wednesday evening we gather for a Bible study and a youth meeting, and we'd certainly invite you out to be with us again. That's Wednesday at 6. So any and all would be welcome to come be with us, share with us in the work of the Lord, and so much to be thankful for this morning. If you would, just bow with us, join us in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before You this morning, God, thankful for Your blessings, Father, thanking You for safe travel and journey, Lord, God, and for the fellowship we enjoyed on the day past, God. And, oh, Lord, this morning, Father, we would ask of You again to be with them as they gather this morning to close out their little association meeting there, God. How, Father, that You'd bless each one that's represented, Lord, those that'll be in travel this afternoon, God. How, Lord, we just leave them in Your loving hands. And Father, those that long to be there that just weren't able, God, have Father be with them this morning, Lord. Bless them, Father, we pray, God. And Lord, we ask especially today for Brother Dave, Lord, and Brother Terry, God. And Lord, that You just help them through this time, God, Father, that certainly You'd give healing to the brother, Lord, high strength to his son. And, oh, God, we just pray this morning that Your will would be done in every heart and every life. High, Father, wherever Your children gather to lift up that glorious bloodstained banner today, Lord, high, Father, that You'd be in the midst with them, God. High, Lord, above all else this morning, Father, if there's one that's lost and undone, high, God, that You might stir their heart this morning. Morning, God, stir conviction. Help them to see and understand, Lord. How, Father, that our messages, our thoughts, how, Lord, I care for them, Lord, as if from the love that You've given, Father. How the love You've demonstrated this morning. I know oftentimes the world don't understand our way, God. How, but, oh, Lord, we know this morning that sweet Spirit, how that blessed Holy Ghost is able, Lord, how to bring them to that understanding, God. God, how that they might turn and seek You before it's too late. Father, bless the reading, the teaching, the preaching of Your word. How, bless them that's in need this hour, God. How, Father, bless them that gathered about us from time to time, Lord. How, God, Your various churches, those that stand here, Brother Mark and the good station, Lord. How, oh, God, this so much on our heart and mind today. Bless now. How, Father, again, save our lost and heal our sick. How, Lord, bless our young men and women in service of our country, God. Watch over and protect them and bring them home to their families, God, we pray. For these favors we ask in Jesus' holy name and for His sake, and amen. And today we want to read just a few verses. I'll be found in the 10th chapter of the book of Luke, and they're probably familiar, possibly to you. This was where the Lord had sent the 70 out, and they returned to Him, rejoicing about what they had done. And we're going to read beginning at the 16th verse. And he that heareth you heareth me, and he that despises you despises me, and he that despises me despises him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through Thy name. And He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning falling from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm notwithstanding in this, rejoice not. That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. How we want to stop right there this morning and consider this. Yes, it was a time when the Lord sent 70 out to take the gospel into the cities there around about the shores of Galilee. And he give unto them great power to go forth. I like unto what he's done unto the church today. I don't misunderstand me this morning. Brother, God's given unto us the power necessary to proclaim the word to a lost and a dying world. Brother, he given us the power to be able to go on as a brother. I mentioned this morning, there's power in the word of God. Brother, there's strength there, there's hope there. I'm milk for the lamb, meat for the sheep. I'm brother, the gospel of our salvation. There's power there today. And the Lord granted unto them, and he reminded them, if they won't hear you, they won't hear me. This morning you might not know me. I like my way of getting along. Brother, I've encountered them down over the years. I said, preacher, we just don't like your way. Brother, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do about that. Brother, they say, we don't want to listen to that old time preaching. Brother, I understand that. But I'm here to tell you this morning, when a man stands before you, anointed in the Spirit of God, brother, blessed of God, and declares unto you the pure and unadulterated word of God, brother, it's not him you reject, but it's the Lord himself. Brother, listen, we need to give the more earnest heed out of the things at which we've heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Brother, I just can't get away from that verse. It means so much this morning. Brother, as men are trying to make new ways, abandon the old, they say. We don't need that anymore. Brother, listen unto me. God has but one way from earth to glory. That's through and by our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, ye must be born again. When they come back, they're rejoicing that the devils have been subject unto them. Brother, it reminds me of a little gathering. Brother, you get a little band of preachers around. Invariably, some will begin to say, I've done or I've been. Brother, they'll begin to talk about their exploits or their deeds. Brother, they'll begin to tell how the Lord, how they've done this and how they've done that. Or they're going to go over here and fix this, or they're going to fix that. Brother, I'm here to tell you, when they come along the way, I can just almost see them. Boys, they is tickled to death with themselves. Look what they had done. Brother, but Jesus reminded them, I rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your name's written in heaven. Brother, I don't want to take the time today to address those kind of things. I want to stop right there for a minute. How can you rejoice this morning? Because your name's written in heaven. That's what matters more than anything else. Over in the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, we find this. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life, I was cast into the lake of fire. And brother, how serious a matter is us this morning. Brother, it's more than a matter of life and death. Brother, it's a matter of eternity this morning. Where will you be through the ceaseless ages of time? Brother, it's real this morning. No, my friend. We're not talking of some symbolic gathering or something you can twist around any way you want. Brother, the Lord makes it very clear. There will be a judgment. Brother, there will be a throne. There will be a gathering. And only those whose names are recorded in that book of life are going to go yonder into glory. Brother, to them that are not, they'll be cast into that lake of fire. Brother, where the worm died not and the fire's not quenched. Yes, my friend. Brother, we believe in that hell being just as real as that glorious place called heaven is. How tragic, my friend, that in a day like this, where the word can be proclaimed across the radio, the television, brother, to be in a land this morning where we're free to worship according to the dictates of our conscience. Brother, how sad it is that so many go along the way lost and unprepared. And some will say, why, preacher, you people can't even agree with one another. Why should I believe it? Brother, listen, you believe what thus saith the word of God. Brother, what does he say this morning? That if your name not written in that book of life, brother, in hell you'll lift your eyes. No wonder Jesus told them, I rejoice that your name's written in heaven. Brother, this morning, maybe the fire's almost gone out. Maybe it's been a while since you've been down at the old church. Brother, maybe it's been a while since you worship God. You've got a chip on your shoulder. Maybe a grudge on your mind. Brother, but I'm here to tell you this morning, time's running out. I realize today how this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Brother David said numerous times, I rejoice in thy salvation. This morning at that time, to get up and go to the house of the Lord. I rejoice, my friend, your name written in heaven. Brother, if we could get a little glimpse of that horrible pit. Brother, if we but for a moment I could smell that stench that rises up forever and ever. Boys, it'd stir us. It'd renew us. It'd cause us this morning to see a little differently. Brother, and to the one I've been born again. Brother, they'd look back over their lack of work. Brother, they'd realize what God had done for them. Brother, my friend, God has blessed us beyond measure. This old world, and above that, brother, he's given us access to the Father, and above that, he's promised us. He said, I'll come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Brother, rejoice this morning that your name's written in heaven. Brother, I'm so thankful today that one day God saw fit to save a wretch like me, to reach down that hand of mercy, and by grace plucked me up out of that mire pit we was talking about a week or so ago. But oh, this morning I want you to look real close. Have you been to the fountain and drunk? Are you born again this morning? If today were the day, would you welcome him? Or would you try to run and hide from the rocks and the mountains? This morning I look down deep inside. I let the word illuminate your heart. Let the Spirit be your guide. What is your condition right now? Brother, not what are you planning on doing? What are you going to do on down in the future of time? Not what your intentions. This morning, what's your condition right now? Brother, you need to stop and think about where you're headed. If you're prepared to meet God or not prepared to meet God. Because, brother, heaven is real and hell is real. This judgment seat is just as sure as you and I are this morning. God made a way. God has a plan. God's allowed us by His mercy to call upon Him this morning. If you know Him as your Savior, I rejoice. I make your way to the house of God somewhere. I get over your foolish pride. I lay down your grudges and your hurts and go and lift up the name of Jesus this morning. And if you don't know Him, don't put it off another minute longer. This morning, seek Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. God bless you today. This again has been Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Worship the Lord somewhere today. God bless you.